few of those things there. Over there again, all the different kinds of things you eat are different kinds of
food.
And a name for a sweet liquid you might pour over pudding
is a sauce.
And something eaten between regular meals.
A snack.
And you might say, how often have you
eaten?
And you might say, then I, two meals.
I have eaten or I ate two meals today.
This evening I will
eat.
And I'm going to, what's the what? I'm going to go over it. Hot liquid.
Coffee.
And you say what when you're going to prepare that?
Well, I'd say I'm going to pour a cup of coffee or I'm going to fix a cup.
You're thirsty, you go over to the sink and get a
drink of water.
And it's in a
glass or cup.
How much water have you
drunk?
And say, I drank
3 glasses.
I will
drink.
And when people come in and sit down, you ask them
to be seated.
Alright. And so then they all
sit down.
Alright. And you pass the potatoes around and let's say.
Have some.
Help yourself, and so then they
Help themselves.
And they have
helped.
Sure. And if you don't want any food that's being passed around, you say
no thank you.
And food, you have a roast one day and you have the same thing the next. You
have leftovers.
You put food in your mouth and you
chew.
And the stuff that you said you made, some people had it boiled and some people had it fried.
That's mush.
All right. And corn and cabbage and carrots are all different kinds of
vegetables.
And a place we grow them is a
garden.
And this is coarsely ground corn, they have to take, when they take the yellow part off, it's a corn product, it's made of corn.
Hominy?
Yeah. And what about when it's ground? What's that called?
Grits.
Okay. Mr. Didn't know the word grits.
Hominy grits?
I just didn't eat hominy grits. Now this is something you might have with, you might have instead of potatoes, it's white, looks a little like hominy. It's a grain that's grown in swampy land.
Well, we call it rice.
Sure. And a name for cheap whiskey.
Moonshine.
Oh, well, now that would be homebrew. Or illegally made. Yeah. Just any name that comes to your mind.
White Lightning.
Okay. But, I mean, both White Lightning.
And those are slang expressions.
Sure. But both of those are terms that would apply to either cheap or to homebrew.
Yes.
And if something's cooking in the kitchen, you might tell someone just that. Just
smell.
All right. And this is something that's made with something like sugar. And it's ground and boiled to make it. And they use it as a. What do you put on pancakes?
Syrup.
All right. Now something similar to syrup.
Are you talking about molasses?
Yeah. Now if you talk about molasses, you talk about the molasses, and the word you're going to say is thick at the end. You'd say the molasses
are thick or...
That's what I'm getting at. That's it. Now,
they're either thick or a lot of people say they run slow.
Okay, fine. But when you say that, you'd say that you think that in plural, and molasses are thick.
Yes.
Okay. Do the words long sweetening and short sweetening mean anything to you in relation to sugar and molasses?
Not to molasses. It might refer to being not so sweet with sugar if you were sweetening something.
In terms of short sweetening.
Mm-hmm.
And if something isn't artificial, it's, you might say it's...
It's real or genuine.
That's right. And sugar or something might be sold in packages, or it might be sold it might just be in a big barrel and say that the sugar is
loose.
Okay. Would you ever use another word, something like that we bought it in? Bought a whole lot of loose, so I'd say bought it in.
I don't know.
Bulk.
We use bulk.
Okay.